Blog Talk Radio.
Also, if you want to get a private reading from me, just give me a call at 740-500-8863. And to give you all the details about our specials we're having for April, for example, we have a 75-minute session for like $33.33. And we also have parties, group readings, and we also have 90-minute sessions for relationship life coaching. And if you want to do a life coaching and relationship counseling session, plus an angel card reading, the 90-minute, 2-hour sessions are a whole lot better. And then right now they're only going for $77.77. The reason we call those specials is because really for a 75-minute session, it's $125. And for those 90-minute, 2-hour sessions, they're usually $135. And the parties, they've also been marked down for April, too, as well. So if you want to get if you have a party going on or want to do a group reading or a charity function. Charity functions we just volunteer our services. But if you have a party, group readings, some kind of get-together that you want to do, we can either be there in person or we can do it through Skype. And those sessions usually go for $150 flat fee, but for the month of April, they're only going for $77.77, too. And if you want to get to take advantage of all those things, just give me a call at 740-500-8863. If you want to do the Skype thing, do a one-on-one, a group reading, or a party, call me through Skype at 740-601-9835. Or contact me through my website, as always, www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And what's also, if you want to sponsor the show, sponsorship is only $40 a month, and you can sponsor. We will sponsor you, or you sponsor us, and we will promote you and your services, or product, or whatever it is. So give us a call. Just give us a call, 740-500-8863. And also right now, we have a sponsor, Richard Palenga, actually has a website called DivineBodyWash.com. Go check it out, great products. And he's saying for our callers and listeners, if you donate $25, he'll give you a bottle of body wash. If you donate $35 or more, he will give you a bottle of body mist to go with that. Also, I'm waiting for somebody to actually send me, Debbie was supposed to send her my information. I hope she got it. That she was supposed to send the information about she's donating Max lipstick to the show. And actually, until we get to Max lipstick, we're going to hold on to that one. But we were telling people if you make a donation and you want a Max lipstick, we were also going to throw in also a reading with that too as well. So if you donate $25, we'll give you a stick of lipstick and a 20-minute reading. If you donate $35 or more, we will give you a 40-minute session and two sticks of lipstick. So that's it. That's everything out there, okay? My co-host is not here tonight, and I really can't remember her information. But check in with us over the weekend. I'm pretty sure she'll be back. And with the situation, like I said before, if you guys want to give a call in here, please do so. 646-721-9031. And we'll talk to you all later. Have a great night. And I was just sitting there looking at the chat room, just having a great time tonight, and hoping to get some callers. But, I'm about ready to go. Forget it, I was really looking forward to doing some readings tonight, and I'm not really sure what we're going to do. Both the co-hosts I have used just bailed on me, so I have no one working with me tonight, so it's kind of like a lonely little thing going on. So, I'm just really just kind of tired myself, and I'm just going to say, have a good night, guys. I'm tired of this freaking crap of everybody bailing on me every time I turn around. It's, I understand people have certain situations and that kind of stuff, but gosh, a half hour before the show starts, sometimes with situations and issues, they have a tendency, to be a little more further advanced than that. So, one thing I wanted to do anyway was to go over some affirmations and go over some situations of certain things that are going on right now anyway. So I'm about ready to go. I'm going to take a break here, man. I don't know. Take a break here and regroup for a minute and play some music for your Kansas Childhood Innocence.
those who have walked before me here. I am cast in the web of an ancient spell. I'm holding on to life. I'm drifting in a stream. Everything's much clearer now. We live within a dream and never away.
Give a call in here, please do so. We'd love to do a reading right now. I'd love to sit down with somebody, work with somebody who actually wants to get things out in the open and really make, you know, get some answers, okay? So give us a call at 646-721-9031. Also, the situation, we always advertise anything, CDs on this station, on this show, because the ideal, the importance of using these CDs actually for meditations and almost using all kinds of techniques to use your mind to heal yourself. So check it out, www.hemi-sync.com. Also, BrainSync. BrainSync is a company that actually does seminal CDs, and they're really good, a whole lot better than it used to be. Technology's come a long way, so check it out at www.brainsync.com. And actually, with both those companies, you can go on the websites and check them out, hear the music. They got samplers. And also, that you can also download MP3 downloads into your computer, too. So therefore, you can purchase the thing and actually start using it right away. So check them out, okay? Also, if you want to cut your phone bill like 75%, maybe 80%, that's a whole lot. That's a big sum, isn't it? I did the same thing with my phone bill. It was like $150, almost $200 a month. And I cut it down to $45 a month. And you're asking me, how did I do that? I'll tell you. I actually went to a company called www.straighttalk.com. www.straighttalk.com. I mean, it was so great. Cut my phone bill down to $45 because $150. Okay, I can take that money and be using it for something else, okay? Great, isn't it? All right, let's get on to our callers. We have a call in the queue right now. Area code 720. 720, welcome to the show, and how are you? And what's your name?
I'm great. How are you, Donnie?
I do not know. I'm just about ready to go shoot somebody, but hey, I'm doing pretty good besides that.
That's good. I like your show topic today.
What's that?
I like the show topic today.
What is the show topic for the day? I have
past
to go like
lives.
That.
Past lives.
Oh, yeah, we started doing the thing about real Atlantis, aliens or humans, and with past life readings and past life, just the idea of giving the information about past lives and going over things and helping people understand it. The idea of past lives has helped so many people to reconnect with those lives that the idea of saying it doesn't exist, it's kind of hard not to do that anymore, you know?
Right. Well, the question that I have, just in regards to someone that I met recently, I met him about a month ago, and I recently saw him again last weekend, and I immediately kind of connected with that. I intuitively knew I had been together with him in a past life. So I was just wondering about this life, and are we supposed to have, I think it was a romantic connection previous life, and I was wondering about this life.
Interesting. So you just ran into the guy not too long ago, huh?
We went to an event, a friend of mine, and then I, you know, talked to him briefly, and then this past weekend I went to, you know, someplace else. We went someplace else, and I saw him, and I bought some things from him, and we kind of talked a little bit, and there's definitely a connection there. But we didn't talk about that, so I'm intuiting all this.
Yeah, I was going to look at the situation and say, yeah, you guys definitely have a past life connection. But see, the one thing I get the most before is like past life connections as in romantic relationships, but it seems like this lifetime is the way things are playing themselves out and that kind of thing. It's more on the level of it's a choice if you actually want to take it there. But it's definitely something you should really explore with the ideal of just, this is the way I look at it. It says have a relationship, okay? Don't try to dictate what's going to be. Don't sit here and put it in parameters, okay? Because a lot of people sit and do this thing. I'm just really irritated with that crap, too. Because relationships, realistically, were never meant to be like that. They were never, I mean, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, so levels, you know, we always talk about levels, go this, do it. Those were never meant to really be discussed unless it was to the point of actually understanding what went wrong or to correct something. But you don't live them. You live the relationship. You just sit there and go, okay, there's a connection here. We should definitely jump into this situation and explore where it's going to go and just see what happens. It's one of those things, I think the most enjoyable part of a relationship is getting to know each other without putting the expectations on where it's going to go.
Right, there's a soul connection there.
But it's also
and
the
so
idea
of
discovering.
I don't think you have to be common ties or anything like that, but there's definitely a soul connection.
Maybe if you go even further, maybe it's more than just a soul connection. Maybe it's a twin flame connection.
It's a what? Yes, it is.
Twin flame connection.
Can you explain that to me?
Huh?
Can you explain that? Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Well, the way it comes to me is the ideal soulmate. Sometimes soulmate relationships that we go through are just ways of learning more things about ourselves and what we want and what we don't want. So therefore, it's easier for us to connect with our twin flame. A twin flame is basically described as the way it's been come to me. It's two souls that were actually one soul at one time. But it's the idea of looking at the ideal that God created as being so powerful. It couldn't be contained in one body, so therefore he split it and put it in a man and a woman. And so therefore, in some sense, the word, we're always looking for someone who reflects us because we were one. But see, the one thing about twin flame connections is it takes a lot of work because at one time, you guys were both one. So you have to work with each other. That's why it's so important to really get to know each other again. Even though you've been through so many lifetimes before, it's the idea of working with each other on a really true essence of who you are. As you said before, soulmate twins is the idea of understanding that and recombining that energy again.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so. That's why you're supposed to. The one thing I've heard a lot too is the ideal. This, we know what they are, so let's find a solution. What's going to go on? I'm just saying. I want you to sit there and look at the situation you're in with this guy. Be yourself. Be your blunt and straightforward. Speak your mind self. Because I feel like it's almost like looking at a person that you're connecting with is the idea of looking for a fresh, breath of fresh air of someone who actually will speak their mind, no matter good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important. And when you're angry or upset or something's going on in your life, to sit there and express it and just say, hey, you know something? I just don't understand what's going on, so therefore, please, let me know what's up. And if you've done something that you shouldn't have ever done, the best way to work it through it is to know about it. And the ideal is saying, okay, because if you don't know about it, and there's something going on with you, the connection between the two of you will still make it both your business. So it's best to sit down and talk about it, get it out front, work it out. And I always say, hand in hand, walk through your fears.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, because I think from what I understand, too, Dottie,
mm-hmm.
is that when you come together, there's a lot of healing that actually takes place. And I think a lot of relationships, you know, I don't know where they're going because, I mean, the attraction is always, you know, well, he has to look like this and she has to look like that. And
she gets
so carnal.
Oh,
it's such a carnal, mundane attraction, and it doesn't go beyond the physical.
Yeah, they're missing
you know?
It, aren't they? They're missing it, aren't they? Because, you know, they're about ready to have it. They're about ready to realize an incredible healing. At the same time, they're going to find that person that they've always been looking for, which actually came to them. You're right. I mean, I've told people before, there's things you can work on yourself. But when it comes to relationship issues, you can't work on relationship issues unless you're in a relationship. And I think that's what's
right.
going on with a lot of people right now, especially with men who are sitting there going, I don't know if I want to jump in just yet. But I think they know what's going to happen once they commit to that relationship. What's going to happen is their life's going to change, and they know it. That's the point. I think that's the hardest thing that when I sit down with a woman and say, okay, this is what's going on. He knows what he wants. He knows what he wants to do. I mean, they're so confused because they're like, well, why does he keep running away from me? Because you are the mirror image of what he's going to be, and that scares him because of what he's going to have to give up. He's been hanging on to his insecurities and his pains for so long, and this insignificant woman who walked all over him, and these freaking love letters and cards. And, you know, I was telling someone yesterday, I said, a lot of us don't realize that when we hang on to even positive memories, we are still attached to that person, and we need to sever everything. So when it says cut the cords, it means everything in favor of what's coming to let go of the past. Those memories will never go anywhere, but you need to push them to the side in order to have something new. Considering, okay, these memories were great when I needed them. And they'll be great when you remember them. Go ahead.
I was looking at this video clip, and it was talking about twin flames, and it was talking about how when they come together, what Axel had mentioned prior to even coming together, that individual, say like myself, okay, I
mm-hmm.
emerged masculine and feminine within my own being.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I was able to attract that twin flame because I had reached the masculine, feminine within my own being already.
Exactly.
And then
mm-hmm.
it said when you come together with that twin flame, how much healing takes place in your life, but not only in your life, but the planet. Everything heals.
Yeah, because it's the idea. I was telling a friend of mine, I said, just imagine two people coming together and getting exactly what they want. Their friends, their family, people they run into see that, and they're affected by it too, to realize they can do the same thing. So it sets off a chain reaction of positive thinking, positive reactions, positive energy.
Right.
So it's like a wave. It's like it's like I said, I told you before. I said, you know, we get some really good insight on this whole thing. Go see that movie called A Wonderful Life. It shows in that movie exactly how we touch people's lives. And if we were not here to show how unbalanced the world would be, and usually with those situations of the impressions that we've had on people, we've actually motivated them to be even better and be totally themselves and to strive for being excellent and going for that perfection, you know? So therefore, if you look at that movie, the same thing happens when he wasn't there to actually point those people in the right directions or be there, you know, be a beacon, whatever. You know, their lives went the other way. And like you said before, mass consciousness went more negative and then it's positive. But as soon as he was brought back in, you know, once he's brought back in the equation and he understands, then all of a sudden we got bells and the angels are going crazy in heaven and the whole bit, you know. So it's not just a worldly event. It seems like it's a heavenly event too as well. That one person gets it, hallelujah, you know. So you sit there and look at the situation. It's kind of, I mean, like people ask you, why do you work so hard on helping people to do those things? I mean, well, just look at the, look what she just said, what the idea of how it affects the world. Makes perfect sense. I mean, that's, that should be anticipation right there, going, okay, bring one more person to the positive side, and then we change mass consciousness. And as people call the economy, which I really, that's just, to me, that's a worldly way, that's a worldly title that the world has come up with to say the economy when it's actually mass consciousness.
Because when we're, you know, when, exactly what it is.
So I tell everybody, we all start focusing on exactly what we want and going after it, and the economy changes because our perception changes and goes into a different direction. I actually experienced this on a first-hand level when I was actually dating this one girl years ago when I was engaged to her. I noticed that when she decided to let go and really put herself into the spiritual lifestyle, I saw the world change to the point where it was great, and, you know, it seemed like everything we focused on, we got, and we went from, because she was always, her consciousness was kind of stuck in the idea of trailers and apartments and that kind of stuff, and I was like, no. I said, well, you know, the idea of manifestation is I can get what I want, and I said, I'm starting to think, what do I want? I will never live in a trailer again. Throw that out. Okay, what do you want to do? I want to live in a four-bedroom house. And people at the time were sitting there going, but you're all by yourself. My perception's focusing on exactly what I want, too, to go with that, which is probably a wife, family, and everything that goes along with it. And just before she decided to throw a wrench into it, we had just got a four-bedroom house with two bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I started focusing on this way before, like 5 years before I even met her. That kind of parameters, nice neighborhood. I mean, a nice neighborhood, you can actually drop a pin and hear it. That's what it was. We kind of stumbled into this thing, too, because I was sitting there thinking to myself, going, I'm going to focus on the idea of obtaining this, not the idea of what could keep me from doing it. And I actually, she sat there and said, well, we have the, you know, I just started a job 2 days ago. You just moved here just 2 days ago or a week ago, 2 weeks ago, something like that. She said, but you know, you haven't really got your business established and stuff, and things are still in the works. Well, how are we going to find a place? I said, just focus and say, well, realistically, if we could just find someone to take our money, we have the money. If someone could just take our money and give us a month to get on our feet, it would be great. And it was funny. 2 days later, we found that. We were driving by, and I didn't even see a for rent sign. What I caught out of the corner of my eye was just a red sign. I just caught the color red. We got to stop. So I stopped, and we looked, and it was for rent. And I sat there and called the guy. Actually, she got the car out of the van and took his phone number. I called him, said, this is what we want to do. We want to look at the house as soon as possible. We went the next day to look at it. And it was kind of funny how we put down, we sat there and said, if we could just find somebody who would just take our money, give us time to get on our feet, sign the front leases, we'd be good to go, right? And I thought it was kind of incredible, too. It felt that way, but there was so many miracles in the process of just going with the flow. It was just amazing, because I remember when I walked into the place, we looked at it. The guy was Ukrainian, so I was having some problems with him a little bit, but I was just like, keep moving forward. He's not really saying much, but we just keep moving forward. I think it was his son who was there translating for us because he didn't speak English. So we sat there and went over the whole thing, just had a great time. All of a sudden, I see the old man go out in the front yard, pull the sign up, and threw it in the freaking garage. People don't do that unless they're already made a decision. So he says, come by 2 days, bring money, we sign lease. And when we signed up and we popped into his house, my angels told me another little thing to do was, instead of showing up with, I think it was like we had to have $2,300, because we didn't realize we had to have an animal deposit, because we had a little, what do you call it, Boston Terrier, I think it was. Anyway, I said, I put that whole thing together, and the angels came to me and said, no, don't take $2,300 with you, just take $1,850. I said, you sure? Yes, just take $1,850, you'll see why. So I told her to get $1,850 out of the bank, and we went over there, we signed the lease, which was kind of funny. I signed the lease three times. And my ex-fiance, I think she signed it over the corner. It was kind of funny. I was like, okay, it's my house. But we were sitting there talking, and I asked the guy that if he could take a little bit off the rent and the initial deposits and stuff, because the house was such in a disarray and it just needed to be cleaned. But he's Ukrainian, so he's used to a different type. And he said, no, just take some newspaper and throw over it. You'd be good to go. I said, oh, okay. I see we're getting somewhere with this, aren't we? So I was like, my angels told me something. They always tell me these things for a reason. And they also tell me to keep my mouth shut, too. So I was like, okay, I'm not saying nothing else. So my ex-fiance said she wanted to redo the kitchen floor with actually stone tile. And I said, well, I wanted to redo some electrical work. I wanted to paint the outside. I wanted to repaint one of the bedrooms in our bedroom and just do all this work and stuff. Because I just want to really do some of this work and just make it our own. And he's like, go right ahead. So we're sitting there talking, and I saw his son talking to his dad. And I was like, well, what that's all about? Because what we did was, since we only brought $1,850, we gave him $1,850, right? And the guy says, well, we'll just take $100 off each month until the deposit's paid. I said, okay, no problem. So we're sitting there doing all this stuff, looking at this, that, and the other, and the guy walks back up to me, and he goes, my dad says, you're going to do all that work to the house, and you owe him nothing. We're good with $1,850. I was like, eureka. That's why they did that for us. So it's one of those things that just telling everybody, it's the same thing with relationships. It's just the idea of throw yourselves into them. Don't be scared to be yourself, and don't be scared to ask for what you want, need, desire. Because what you're going to find out in a real true relationship, that just opens the door for him or her to tell you the same thing. Then you guys can get on the same page. And then just enjoy it and just move forward and walk into the sunset. And actually, they even say that true love, the essence of really true love is feeling the sun from both sides. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, you know, when you look at the situation of twin flames or soulmates, I mean, it is kind of funny. If you go on the internet, you go out there and look for books and all kinds of stuff, you will find a different perception on all those things. What I'd usually go by is what I was told. Not by humans, but by angels, and the ideal of essence of somebody was there saying, here, we took a twin flame. And I was actually telling a friend, I said, you think I might be crazy by my perceptions, okay? But every time I've ever told anybody my perceptions, even if they had a different perception, they had a tendency to look at me going, interesting. They never said no. They were open to the possibility that might be wrong, or maybe there's a different perception to it, right? So I was sitting there going over the whole thing, and I said, I was actually looking at a Hallmark card one day, and I saw the heart on there. And I said, you know something? That looks nothing like a human heart. What does it mean? And I swear to you, my angels came to me and said, what it means is it's a representation of twin flames. At the top of the heart, that's where the twin flames are created. The two loops that go out from either side are the two flames going out into the universe as a true test. They go out to the universe, and then they go back, and they always end up together at the end.
Right, but because it was mentioned in that video clip that the marriage actually took place prior to you even meeting the person. You know, like on a spiritual level, that marriage took place prior to you even meeting the person. So once you meet the person, it said it may, in other words, it may register, you know, it may take a month, it may take 6 months, it may take a year or whatever for actually those two people to actually come together. It all depends. But actually the marriage took place on a spiritual level first.
And I've also noticed one thing too with twin flames too. There usually is a great distance in age too.
Yeah,
it was actually this one people, Prophet, I think their last names were.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think what it is, it's the idea. If you ever think, I was thinking about it the other day, I'm like, it does make sense in some sense the word. If women would be themselves, women have been proven to actually be like a 28-year-old man and a 28-year-old woman. That woman has usually gotten. She usually progresses faster than the man. So at 28, both of them are 28, she's like she has the maturity of a 38-year-old, but she still has, you know, it's like trying to get the balance. But a 28-year-old male, like, he's like 16. But when you look at this situation, it does depend on it. They've already proved this time and time again. It's not the environment, really. It's perception. And I guess you could use the ideal.
Right.
People could trace it back to, yeah, people could trace it back to environment, because they're saying, well, your perceptions are actually developed because of people you're raised with. I say, if that's the case, then why? Like this, we saw this before, it's a proven fact. There was a girl that was actually raised by devil worshippers. That's her family. But there was something within her, of her personality, who she was, knew they were wrong, and was pulled to the light. And that's a proven example that everybody's pulled the same way. But also with the situation, you're talking about twin flames and that kind of thing, the reason there's such a great distance in age, I think, because it's just the way things are. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, when you sit here and look at the situation, realistically, with the maturity level, most women are, I mean, I had a friend of mine who was in Canada, and she told me flat out when she was 28 that she would never date anybody who wasn't in their 40s, because she felt like they had a gun. They at least knew what they was going. They had an idea and that kind of stuff. But she says, a guy my age,
but what if the situation is reversed, where the woman is much older than the man?
And that's just crazy. But no, it's one of those things, like we said before, it's an individual basis, too. Now, we've seen the situation where, the reason I can say that, because I've actually lived it myself, is sometimes guys look for old women because they want to go from their mother to someone else taking care of them. Now, if you can actually get into a situation, I've seen it too on all levels, and I've seen what you're talking about, where you got two people come together, and the woman's older than the guy, but for some reason, when you see them together, they seem like they're the same.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. Because there's all kinds of different levels in this world where people. That one thing I was noticing today was it's amazing when we see these people driving around in their little VWs, vans. And they're acting like hippies. But the point is, me personally, from my observation, these people are acting like the original ones were. Okay? I mean, they haven't done anything different. They're not creating anything different. And I think that's why it's so wild today when we see something totally off the wall that we have a tendency to look at that and go, you know, finally somebody did something original. No matter how crazy it is, people are still looking for that originality. Because I was sitting watching these guys today, and this is what I call them. I seen the guys with the tight jeans, these skinny kids with the really tight jeans, tight shirt, and they wear the toboggan that kind of flops off the back of their head. And I said, the last time I saw that, I was watching Santa Claus is coming to town. They're elves, you know? And everybody's like, and it's kind of funny how you sit there and say that, and then they look at it and they're going, that's funny, I can see that. But it's like, everybody does the same thing, so it's a pattern. And it's kind of, I think the people that are crazy, what people think are crazy, are the ones who just do the off-wall things, like even with this kind of work, there seems to be a pattern or something going on that it's kind of hard to weed out the ideal who is doing what for the real reasons. Because I've seen the same thing with the spiritual realm, the spiritual groups and kind of thing. I mean, shoot, I just walked into a freaking metaphysical store down there. Six years ago, I used to love going in there. I just went in there last week, I think it was, a week and a half ago. And the lady looked at me and said, you can't put your cards in here because it gives competition to the other psychics. And I'm sitting there going, excuse me? Competition? That's a human word. That's not a spiritual word. Because there is no such thing as competition. If you're living your life purpose, I think you would know that. That you would know for a fact you're here for a reason. And when you meet the right person and you know that's your life partner, then you know it. And that's all you need to know. And it comes in different, it's like everything else. You know, like Pringle potato chips. You got all different varieties, but they're still chips, and it's still real. So that's what we're looking for, the real thing. Not Coke, the real thing. We're looking for those kind of things, you know. And I was sitting there, And it's amazing how our world right now, they say, well, how come our world's kind of like unbalanced? Because there's a lot of people out there we call actors who act like something because they haven't found themselves, so they act like somebody else. And then they find themselves. You know, some of people do that because they want a whole freaking life. I was like, when I was younger, seriously, guys, Happy Days was on. And I didn't have a black jacket, but I used to wear a jacket and mine was different. I liked the idea of Happy Days and Fonzie and the whole thing, but I put a little twist on it and found my own kind of jacket, which I wore all the time. You know, the idea of bikes and that kind of thing was my thing too for a while. But I outgrew it. In the process of me finding who I truly really was, I started shedding all these fads, all these things of being like somebody else, to actually in favor of being myself. And realistically, when you sit there and look at relationships these days, the first thing I heard this one lady tell me this about Dog My Chair. She goes, when you first meet each other, you don't tell each other who you are because the other person will run away. And I was like, I looked at her in the face, and I hate to say this, but I said, looked at her, I was like, that is such bullshit.
Yes, I think so too.
Yes, because that is game playing. Because I was trying to tell this one lady, I said, you're all thinking you're seeing people play games or game players or, you know, we sit here all the time. I have this one lady, she goes, this guy plays game. But we need to also look at ourselves in the process of attracting these people in our lives, how much truth are we actually really putting on the surface too as well. Because it's very important. I told everybody, see what I do, relationship counseling with people, I say, when you meet each other, and I work with a lot of single people too, and I tell them flat out, be yourself. And this one lady said, if I do that, then he'll run away. Not the real one. It's because you're centered. Because the truth is, when you're being yourself, you're a strong woman. If you've got some guy who comes to you and wants to go out with you, and he sees that strength and he runs away, he's not the one. Because he should reflect you in strength, and he doesn't. So we look at the situation realistically. Look, and then we look at all these other women out here. And the reason I say women, because that's who I've been talking to for the last 2 weeks, who are trying to change these men, trying to save these men, or asking questions, how come they can't give me what I want? When the truth is, you're not brave enough and strong enough. Yeah, you're not strong enough or brave enough or get the backbone to go find the one. This guy fit the bill for a minute. And I call him. Yeah, it's like, look at
the
right. So you look at the guy and goes, he has a great house, but the porch is broken. Oh, we can fix that. No, you don't want that. You got to look at yourself and say, you know something? I'm the full package. I'm a brand new house. So therefore, I deserve a brand new house because that's just who I am. And when you sit there and tell yourself, I deserve to live the life and to have the relationships and to be that kind of person, you're going to find a person. Because like you said, on the twin flames, you know, when you're doing work on yourself, you have a heart-to-heart connection. So what you're doing to yourself, don't be surprised when you meet this person, they've been doing the same thing. And now you guys are together. So see, the work was very important. The next time a woman tells me she don't want to hear this bullshit because she just wants a man, I'm going to tell her flat out, you ain't going to get one. You ain't going to get one. So, you know, hang it up. And actually, I did tell a lady that once she sit here and she yells there telling her, I said, you need to do some chakra clearings, work on yourself, and then, you know, get your little list and revamp it a little bit because I think you're still going by what you were thinking when you were 20 and now you're 40. So it's time to redo that list, you know? So she was like, I don't want to hear this bullshit. And she, I just want a man. And she goes, do you see me meet a man? I said, no. Sad, too, because realistically, if you would have found who you are, you're a great woman. And you deserve it. And she was just like, well, okay, I thought I said something nice. But she hung up on me. So, you know, it's one of those things, that's one that we have to realize, too. We can only help the people who are open to for us to help them. You know, fight the fight you can fight. If there's a person out there who can be resistant the whole time, you know, I think we do have a little bit in ourselves where, you know, it's a competitional thing or a challenge. And not realizing the challenge is actually getting somebody completely through the process. I mean, I worked with some guy one time for 9 months and really had a positive outcome because he actually married the girl that he wanted to be with. And when I met him, she was living with another man. So, I mean, I know what I'm talking about. I've worked with people. I've seen the situations and the scenarios. And it's one of us The one thing I try to convey to everybody is say, okay, what's happened today is the manifestation of how you used to think yesterday. So now we're going to change tomorrow, but we got to change our perception today. So just think about that. But the first thing you got to do is, you know, Johnny or Janie hurt me. What do you freaking do? Okay? But they didn't hurt you. It was just a realization that you knew for a fact it's over. Now let it go. And realize they didn't do anything to you, but bring to the surface and what you really wanted. And they just wasn't it.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I just told everybody, I said, I don't want us to get to the point where we're actually drawing a magic marker or arrows on people's foreheads, saying the arrow says go that way. That's what it says. You just got fired? What was you talking about yesterday? You hated this job. Well, you just manifested, and you're out of here. So now go get what you want. We had this argument the other day where a lady was sitting there talking about that, you know, technology and all this kind of stuff is taking people's jobs. I said, no, it's not. It's freeing people up to actually go out and find their life purpose.
Right. I agree.
Yeah, so let's look at the idea of finding the positive. You know, find the humor and everything. When you fall on your ass and I hit some ice the other day, and I was I was walking. I knew before I even walked on it, I was going to fall and bust my ass, and I did. And I started laughing because I knew it. And then I saw. Then I started looking through other people's eyes, what they saw. It was funny. Here's a guy who saw his feet before he hit the ground. And that's what I saw. I was like, okay, that's funny. And everybody's kind of looking at me going, what's wrong with him? He just saw the humor or something. Why don't you try doing the same? Hopefully people can really take those examples when people do things like that in front of them and realize that's what it's about, because everything that crosses your path is either an answer, it's definitely a reflection of something. And just take it for that. Just take it for that reason. Because I guarantee you, when you do, when you learn from every reflection that passes your path, you learn more about yourself.
Evening.
Huh?
So you have a good evening. Thank you.
You're leaving? This was such a great conversation.
Yeah.
Come on. Did I scare you off?
Oh, no. Gotta give somebody else a chance.
Well, as soon as they show up.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay, so tell me more about that twin flame then.
Okay,
that
let me
connection.
Do
that. Mm-hmm. Are you going to pull a card?
No, actually, there was somebody in the queue that I know. Let's see if they're talkative. April.
Yes.
Well, how are you?
You were acting like I wasn't there. You were like, well, as soon as someone shows up, I'm like, okay, I'm not someone.
Well, say hello to our callers. What's your name?
Avatar.
Okay. Avatar?
Yeah.
You were on before, weren't you? Like.
Yes. Got cut off last week. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about that, but Block Talk Radio has no mercy when the time's up. And I was sitting there, I was watching it too. I just happened to look up and see the seconds ticking by. I'm like, oh shoot, I only got seconds, and okay. We're done. So it was kinda like let it go. But the one thing I was trying to stress to everybody when we were talking about Atlantis, and a couple weeks ago we were talking about Atlantis, it was just to try to get a different perception on things. To show people that when you see things on certain things and it doesn't resonate with you, there's nothing wrong with questioning it. Because I was watching on the History Channel, and they have a series called Alien Astronauts. And I said, I understand what they're saying. It's just that some of the things I saw, as in their proof that aliens existed, I think we all know that aliens do exist. I don't think we need any proof. But it was kind of amazing. The proof that they were trying to show everybody, or they were showing everybody, was like ancient man had characters with masks on. And when you looked at these things, and they looked like scuba diving gear. But then again, it could be a different form of breathing apparatuses and that kind of stuff. And I said, well, that's interesting. At first, when I saw it when I was younger, I'd see these things too. But it seems like in the last couple of years when I saw them, I was like, first of all, what resonated with me was, if I was an alien from another planet, I wouldn't need primitive stuff like that.
Right.
Because I'd be so far advanced that why would I need? And then they start talking about beakers, talking about I think it's in Peru, where they have these big, humongous animals and spiders and stuff. And they said, you can only really tell what they are from the air. I said, yeah. But why would aliens need, you know, markers to find out where they were at on the planet? And yes, you can see some of these things from space. But to me, could it also be, I don't know, could it just
be
something?
I would like to know what your partner thinks about the twin flame question we were talking about.
April, I'm sorry. We kind of shout out the Atlantis thing. No, go ahead. April, can you give us a twist on twin flames too?
On this particular one?
I've heard more about soulmates than twin flames.
Oh, okay. So did you hear what I had said to him earlier?
No, I called around 10:15.
Oh.
Yeah, I was sort of listening to you talk too when you were talking about the idea of marriage and that kind of stuff. And I was thinking too, I said that kind of actually makes a lot of sense, especially in this time frame right now, where we have men who are scared of marriage, women who are pushing it, and then you have two twin flames that come together who have already had that marriage. And that could also set, if you have people, like you said before, if two twin flames actually do the work, and then when they come together, they've actually drawn each other together.
Ego, no conscious thought, none of that took place. It
no
mean, wasn't even on that level. It wasn't on that level at all.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all.
Yeah,
and that's what's so phenomenal about it, and how, you know, everything that we do when we're trying to cultivate and evolve as souls, you know, that's what happens. We begin to attract, you know, basically what we're resonating, whatever that is.
Mhm. Yeah, and that's what I was saying before. What I was sort of thinking about, some people who have a tendency to cross each other's paths because of the great attraction between the two of them being twin flames, and then they still are hanging on to certain fears. You got a man who refuses to commit to the relationship because there may be that underlying thing about marriage. And it's like everybody's always scared. The one thing I've been talking to some men about, where they sit and tell me, this is what the woman wants. And then when you talk to the woman, she never said that to him at all. It was just his perception of what he thinks. So we can see how important it is for communication between two people. But I was just sort of thinking about the ideal of two people who still come, they still have that, there's still a twin flame, so that strong attraction can still pull them together. It's just that, like you said before, we've done all the work for ourselves, and they get to that point, and it's like, okay, I don't know if I want to heal. Because in the process of this whole thing, I'm going to change. And yes, you're going to change. But I think it's one of those things that people get caught up in the freaking fear of what they're going to lose when they don't realize what they're going to gain. The idea of great healing, as you put it, actually gives you a greater understanding, and your perception changes to the point where you start looking at things differently. Like, first, maybe you was looking at the word wealth as money. Now you're looking at wealth as in a different way, in a spiritual term. You know, wealth is like, you know, I have a wealth of love, and I have a wealth of friends. And you look at the word differently. Same thing with money. You look at money differently, too, and realize money, you're like a magnet, and just comes to you because of the loving person that you are, that people have a tendency to go out of their way to help you, and money just comes to you, and opportunities and that kind of stuff. And then they come to that one point where they get together with their soulmate or twin flame, and they're just like, another great healing is going to happen. Because I've actually talked to some women too. And I haven't talked to a lot of men because it seemed like the men are kind of like, they want to sit there and save the woman when they don't realize that they need to work on themselves. But I was working with women and talking about those things that they want to do, that when they, like we said before, they look at the guy and they go, okay, why can't he do all the things that I want him to do? And I said, well, maybe because he's who he is. And he's not the missing piece in your life. You haven't found that yet. Because if she's still looking for a man to fill that spot inside of her, then she hasn't found herself yet. Wouldn't you agree?
Right.
Totally. But I've always been told that soulmate connections are learning experiences. Okay? Mm-hmm. There have been soulmates who've stayed together. They made a conscious choice to do so. But I've also seen the twin flame connection of all the soulmate connections they went through to get there.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then they met their twin flame, and then they realized when they met that person that everything else made sense and why everything happened the way it did.
Right.
That's the true conclusion, too, that you've actually met the right person and the one, because everything makes sense. If you're still questioning it, even the guy that you're with, you're still questioning that, then you still have a journey.
Right.
So just, my thing is, I just look at everybody and go, okay, look at what you give. What's the first thing you want to see? And most people say, what do you mean what I want to see? I want to just know what's up with him. No, he's not the problem. And if you have a girlfriend or you messed around, she's not the problem. They're not the problem. You know, I hate to trace it back to the source, but the source is always you. When you see a problem in somebody else, it's a reflection of you to look within yourself to say, okay, what's up? And more likely you're going to find out that you don't have to be a... This is another thing I've seen in the last 2 years, too. Women are sitting there going, what's up with him? What's up with her? I need to know all this stuff. And I was like, why do you need to know all this stuff? All these things do is work against you. And now you've become a therapist. And then they finally go, I have. Well, what do you want to be? I said, I hope you didn't put on your list of things, your ten most significant things you want in a relationship. I hope you didn't put on there that I wanted to, you know, I mean, a emotionally challenged man because you were looking for a project. I hope not. You know, but I had to ask the question because they're sitting there going, well, this guy is supposed to do all these things. I'm like, no, he's not. You said, and this is the key too. I look at him, I look him right in the face. I said, you said you were looking for somebody to love you unconditionally and love you for who you are. And here you are doing the opposite. Okay? So you have an issue. You want it, but you're not able to give it. And that's what these people are pointing out to you. They're not to be projects. They're pointing out to you of what you're still doing, which has basically caused all those relationships in the past to be what they are. And you said you wanted something different. But you're not taking the steps or the courage to sit there and know, I don't want this anymore. You still are taking on those freaking emotionally challenged. I told him, I want you to do this. I keep running into married men. I said, okay, well, put this thing on your list. She said, well, put what on my list? Put on your list that you want a man who's single and who wants you as much as you want him. I would, since you keep attracting married men, I would specify to the universe and say, no more. I want this. As simple as that.
Yeah, 1 minute left.
We got what?
I said you got 1 minute left.
I got 1 minute left. Okay.
You got a 2-hour show or hour show tonight?
No, it's a 2-hour show, so we actually have an hour left. But with your situation, you're talking about twin flames. The one thing that baffled me, too, that I have seen some really strong connection between older women and younger men. Now, the man, and we can sit there, and I've seen this so many times before, but I've actually heard this myself. I got a reading from a lady, a friend of mine, and she was talking about the girlfriend that I have, that the ideal of certain people of certain ages and their maturity, you have to watch out for that kind of thing. I'm sitting there going, you know, I didn't call it a psychologist. I called someone who's going to do a psychic reading for me. And that's why I look at it. And people are like, what do you mean? I said, you're giving me statistics. I don't want to hear statistics. Because you're sitting there saying at 26 years old, I was so confused in what I was doing. Okay, you know what I was doing? You know what I was doing at 25? I was married with my first daughter, and I was working 3 jobs. And you see the difference in perception there? I was doing something totally different than she was. She's confused. But as soon as I felt like at that point in my life, I knew exactly what I had to do. I was doing it. And I'd already gone through I think about 15, almost, well, about 10 years of actually singing and playing in bands and that kind of stuff. So I knew what I wanted to do a lot of times, a lot of things I wanted to do when I was 18 years old. Okay, so people would look at me and say, well, you're the exception because most men at those ages don't know what they want. But see, there you go again. There's another statistic. I think our one thing we need to do in this world, too, is to get back to the individual and to realize the truth. You know what the truest twin flame connection ever was?
The truest one?
The truest one.
Hmm.
We're going back eons here.
Adam and Eve?
Exactly. Adam and Eve would have... See, look at this, you know, depends what story you hear, because they also talk about this other woman that Adam supposedly had. What was her name? Lilith. Lilith was supposed to be the first man that God created for Adam.
Who?
Yes. Her name was Lilith, and she was before Eve.
Mm.
The story goes like this, that he created a woman for Adam because Adam was lonely, and he made her as independent as he is, an individual, and the whole thing. And I think some people have a twist on this story because it's the way they say individuality is dangerous, because she supposedly became the queen or the goddess of the demons because of her I don't know what you call it, her free way. That's all I can say. So the reason he made Adam Eve from one of Adam's ribs, so they will always be a part of each other. But I like the Adam and Eve thing better because, you know, this one guy was asking me, well, why does Adam think he owns Eve? It's perception. You're reading it wrong. They're one. They're of one. And they always have been. They always will. And even Lilith was one, too. It was just that we see some people with one perception who thinks individuality is independence, not realizing individuality is just a state of being. Independence is an action. Because like the United States became a great country because it became independent of England. Okay? But, you know, it was one of those things, you make a decision, you do what you got to do. But I've seen some of the women who sit there and say, I want to be independent, when they don't realize it's basically an issue. They were married or something like that, and so they want this independence. They don't realize it's the freedom, it's basically freeing of one's soul. And realizing, how do we put that, the independence and freedom is the idea of finding out who oneself is and realizing that at that moment, you can still be a part of somebody and still be individual. But they were in a relationship where they lost themselves in the relationship because they basically built their foundation on someone else's foundation. So therefore, now they feel lost. They don't realize it's, sometimes you don't have to get divorced. Sometimes it's just the idea of finding yourself and finding your own foundation, which actually can add to the foundation of a relationship. But everybody wants to run away and not realizing, when we use the term, find some space for yourself, that's a freaking term of meditation, of finding your own sacred space, which I tell everybody, when I do relationship counseling with people, I tell both of them, you have to take 2 hours or 20 minutes, whatever you're comfortable with, and find some time for yourself. The girl, she takes her little sanctuary over here. Okay, the guy goes upstairs in the attic, and he has his own little space. And I guarantee you, if you do that every freaking day, it adds to the strength of the relationship, because you both have your independent foundations. When it comes together, you create something really special, because two people have taken that special time with themselves.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Rachel,
okay,
I'm waiting for your input here.
Yeah, April. Inquiring minds want to know.
I was calling because we needed to talk about our relationship.
That's true,
okay.
Too. But I always tell people all the time, no matter how close they are to me or not, when you sit there and look at something that's being portrayed in front of you, and you're hearing all kinds of stuff going on, I'm pretty sure it resonates with you and what's going on too as well. So take it all in from what's been said, and you might actually get the answers you're looking for or thinking you're seeking when you actually realize it's more within yourself of what's going on.
I actually got a psychic reading, last night. You're not the only one that's getting psychics telling you bad stuff about me. Like, they said bad stuff about you, too.
Who did?
Some ladies from the paranormal, the psychics and people with paranormal abilities Facebook group.
They were saying things about us?
Yeah. So they said that you weren't who you said you were, and if I changed my life to go be with you, that I would end up making lunches and being stuck at the house all day, and that I wouldn't live my dreams, and that you would suck me dry.
Hmm. Really? Who said this? On the paranormal group?
Irene and Sherry.
They said I was not everything I said I was.
Yeah, Irene said that, but I don't know, like, how good she is as a psychic. I don't know what her credentials are. I mean, just I don't listen to, like, what other people say. I know that we can manifest our dreams and we can have a good life. But you left me a message in my voicemail saying that you didn't want to deal with me anymore. What was that all about?
It's because you just roughly just left.
A lot of the times I type stuff to you and you don't read it.
You never text anything to me because I went back and looked. See, I see right here. It says, I'm about to take a shower and lie down. I have to be at Smoothie King tomorrow at 5 a.m. tomorrow. Bye. And nothing. You didn't even say bye. You were gone. You were supposed to be in the chat room. I went in the chat room. If you look in the chat room now, you'll see that I actually said to you 3 times, hello, and nothing. So anybody in the right mind would think something's up because no communication. And usually when you have a situation like this with no communication, that means I've had this before. I just went through this with Ruth. She started getting real distant. She started going the opposite direction. She started saying that. She started not saying certain things and that kind of stuff. And next thing you know, we have 2 guys I had to contend with. And plus, I had to deal with her guilt and her feeling bad about herself, where she took it out of me. So, you know, sure, we can sit there and look at the situation and go, well, you need to go your ex. Maybe I have, but I'm starting to look at some things and say, okay, you just sit there and abruptly just went where you went. First, you told me you were going to do the chat room, and then as soon as I said goodnight, you were gone. So obviously, you were not telling the truth that you didn't want to do the chat room. Therefore, you wouldn't have done the chat room. So anytime someone lies about anything, even the point of not wanting to hurt one's feelings, it's still classified as a lie. And that's why I was there telling her before that when I sit down and talk to people, I tell them flat out, always tell the truth, because if you don't tell the truth, you don't tell everybody, you don't tell each other everything, it will come back, and it will bite you in the ass. So therefore, if something comes back and someone doesn't like it or reacts unfavorably because of what you've done or didn't do, you have to trace it back to the source and say, okay, you're right, I didn't do certain things, or I did do that, or I didn't tell you everything, or something came up that didn't hurt me right. So I just sit there and you get distance. It's one of those things of telling people flat out, the one thing that people really want to, the one thing you hear about mostly why women want to be in relationships, why they want that relationship, why they want that significant other, is just someone to share their lives with. and it would be a lie or anything that you keep to yourself or anything that happens. It's a part of your life you're not sharing. So this is the reason why we always get these unfavorable situations. It's because people are just not willing to take it to the one to extremes. Say, okay, you ready for this? Are you ready for this? If you're not ready for it, then you must be honest with yourself and say, no, I'm not. And maybe the idea of actually being honest and having communication between two people could actually actually help somebody be more ready to be in a relationship. Most times, what we talked about before too, I sit here and say, listen to everything that was said. We're talking about people having problems with relationships. We're talking about people not having a tough time committing to each other. So twin flames was a big thing tonight. And why is there such a big gap between twin flames, between their ages, and all these things we were talking about? That's why it was so important. And that's why when she came on and said, good topic, when she started talking about twin flames and relationships, I'm like, well, let's just go with it. Because it actually was talking about real lampions, aliens or humans. So I was like, okay, the show took off on a subject for a reason. And that reason was people need to hear it.
Well, I'm always surrounded by, like, 8 different people. I don't have any privacy. And, like, as soon as the show started, there was, like, 5 people downstairs, like, making noise and stuff. And I realized I had to be up and at work at 5 in the morning, so I wouldn't be able to do the show. So I decided that upstairs was more privacy, so I would go upstairs and call you later. That's why I didn't say good night, because I was going to call you and tell you good night. And you should stop assuming that I'm doing things that make me guilty just because your ex did things. That doesn't mean I'm going to, because I tell you every day how special you are to me, and all you do is say that you're overwhelmed by it.
And then you ponder the whole thought instead of just taking it for what it is. It's just the idea of being overwhelmed means being overwhelmed. It's the idea of not being used to somebody even saying nice things about it. Which I told you before, there's a lot. You ask yourself one question. If there's something you don't want to hear, do you have a tendency to tune it out? Because I remember you asking me before about being overwhelmed, and I told you I wasn't used to someone saying nice things and that kind of stuff. But for some reason, you missed those.
I remember.
I'm just saying, with the situation going down, we got to sit here and think about it for, you know.
So stop assuming that I'm pushing you away or that I'm distancing myself just because your ex did that.
True, too. But see, you have to understand one thing, too. How can one change their perception if they don't ask questions about certain things that they see? Because the only perception I have is what someone else did. Until someone gives me some different input, that's my perception, because it's what happened to me. When someone can change that perception by telling me and not being so, I don't know what the word is, resistant when someone says, hey, what's going on in this situation? It's not the idea of one justifying their actions. It's the idea of saying, okay, this is what I saw. This is how it hits me. So therefore, with you explaining what you're doing, my perception is different next time it happens. So you see, the situation is you just don't stop doing certain things. You know, people talk about, pay attention to the red flags. Well, great, pay attention to them, but also be strong enough to ask the questions. Why does it hit you a certain way? What's wrong? If there's nothing wrong, and then the next time you do something, probably nothing will be said because they get a different perception. now you're doing the same thing you did before, but now you told me this is what's going on, craziness, family, whatever it is, then we have a tendency to be a little more lenient because we have other information in our heads to deal with instead of just taking it for what we had with the girlfriend, the ex-girlfriend. I lost that freaking thing again. But the point was, if you sit there, this one, you know, I guess that's the one thing I was talking about before, people with relationships too, it just burns me, okay? Instead of trying to find a solution, they always take it personal. Okay, you're sitting there saying, okay, quit taking it, quit assuming, not realizing you're the key that can help me to stop assuming, like help me out. But no, what you want me to do is take a simple road and say, why don't you just stop doing that? We all know for a fact that when people stop doing things, it's because their perception has changed and they have a different realization of it, so they have a tendency to think differently. But if you're not strong enough to take those steps to do that, then perception never changes. It just pushes you further apart.
Well, I guess everything will change in May.
And we ask ourselves a question. Can we wait that long? It's just a question. Can you or can you not?
Oh, can I repeat that? Oh, everything will change in May.
Okay. All I want you to do is next time you sit here and say you're going to do something, find the solution to make it happen. Because I treat this show like I treat any other show, as real as possible. And when something doesn't happen, it affects the whole show. So when one person says they can't do it, it's the idea of finding a solution to do it next time, to make it more productive, to make it happen. Well, I'm tired. And it's one of those things, too, I want to tell everybody about the situation about. Go check out Bellspring Magazine. I hear it has some really good people working on that magazine. Got some great columnists, but I'm not one of them anymore. I was actually let go because of their editing department said they didn't like editing my columns. And so I was thinking to myself going, then what's the point of having the editing department? These are the things I ponder a lot. So I sit there and I think about it and I go, you know, something really irritates me is people who talk about spirituality but want to sit there and dictate it and define it in human terms. Makes you think, don't it? So then you get to the point where you're just really tired of people realistically lying. We make you just sit there and tell you, we just don't want you anymore. You say you're writing, it's like, the reason I say that is because I read my own column, and I read it, and I don't see much difference in it. Even when they put it on the paper, I don't see a difference. When they said they edited it, I don't understand what they mean by that. Well, I can read it, and that's why I wrote it. So I'm about ready to just go meditate and fast for about a week.
I wish I could fast. I'm just so lethargic all the time.
Really? Maybe if you stopped I don't know, criticizing yourself. Maybe you can do it.
Okay.
I always tell
people
flat
out. Does it have anything to do with giving like psychic readings every day? Is that making me lethargic?
No, no. One thing I wish people would do is take that lethargic word and just throw it out the window and tell us, what does that word mean in simple terms? I mean, I want to see a word that's about 6 letters instead of 20. Seriously, think about it. In my freaking book, it talks about the things that you are supposed to do as you're working on yourself. And in the list itself, it says, do not criticize and insult yourself. Because what we're trying to do is we're trying to focus and motivate ourselves to do the things that we know we need to do. And the idea like this, April, one thing I noticed, one thing about fasting or clearing our minds and meditations and that kind of stuff, the reading part seems to be more simpler and more easy, more flowish, smoother. So it's like, look at the situation. Every time you fast or meditate, you're just not helping yourself. You're also able to help someone else because the messages are a whole lot clearer. So we can sit there and beat up on ourselves all we want. Probably because of the way we taught. You know, I did something wrong. Instead of looking at the situation and saying, we didn't do that wrong, a point was pointed out to you right at that moment. A place to start, a place to work on. How come we can't see that? I think we can. Like I said before, it's the idea of having the courage to walk down the path of happiness, love, really being happy. What is happiness? Who are you? You have to sit there and, for some reason, the human race thinks they have to do something negative. I did angel reading cards for this one person who said, my cards were too positive. Because life is just negative. And you know, if we didn't have a negative, what would motivate us? Okay. Well, you know, I looked at Adam, and Adam made a mistake as soon as a woman in the picture. We could all look at that situation, right? But Adam made a mistake because he didn't trust himself. The woman had nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think if he maybe would have trusted himself more and said, you know, I can't do this. And maybe he was fearful of not having Eve anymore. Not realizing that, you know, he was longing for companionship before Eve came along, but he was still fine. He was never alone. And he had everything at his feet. It's just the ideal of not being grateful for the things that we already have. To appreciate the things that will. So we're going to tell everybody the ideal of trusting oneself too to realize what your life purpose is. They say you're working a job and that's hindering your readings and stuff. People
have it's hard to trust myself because I didn't like become psychic until I met you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but my whole freaking life has been a challenge because of people.
My gifts.
No, listen to me. My freaking challenge to my whole freaking life is the ideal of living life the way I feel like I should, because what guidance told me to do was to live my life purpose, help people, do readings and that kind of stuff. At the same time, I'm trying to kiss everybody else's ass and try to work a job, which half the time I was working a pest control job and trying to do my psychic work. You know, I always fell asleep at work. Everybody thought, you know, the responsible thing to do is to quit psychic stuff and to really throw yourself into a job. Well, I made a different choice. I threw myself into my abilities there for a while and really seeing things kick off because it needed my 100% commitment. So that's what I'm saying. There's always a conflict between you and the world. You have to make a choice. You know, your life purpose, or what the world says. And if you suddenly look at your life and what the world says, next thing you do is you accumulate all kinds of freaking responsibilities and all kinds of things. I mean, my mom even told me flat out, you know, if I didn't have a car, I was irresponsible. So all those people back in the 1800s and the 1700s and the 1400s who didn't have cars, and I guess they were all irresponsible, huh? It's the idea of stepping back and looking at society and how society has a tendency to determine how the world is supposed to be. Not realizing the only reason they do that is because they have no idea what they're talking about. And then when something does happen bad, they overcompensate themselves and say, okay, we need to do that, now we need to do everything. Not realizing both actions are still a waste of energy, because one thing they don't do is they don't focus on what's going on now. I mean, the one thing I don't like about the media right now is because how they have a tendency to judge everybody. That guy there is a scum of the earth. You know something? How does she know that? Just because he did something despicable, it's also a worldly perception too as well. So when we look at these situations of these people being judgmental, they're judging someone on the surface of what they did. But in the process of people judging everybody, I think the one thing it says in the Bible, thou shalt not judge because you'll be judged, because that means everybody at that point is on the surface. They're not really allowing themselves to get to know who the real essence of those people are. Why did they do what they did? If you really knew who that person was, you might know something. You might actually know the answer. And I was there telling a friend, like, people talk about you can't follow your heart on everything because it gets you in trouble, not realizing if you really trace those situations back, you'll find that somebody was riding the fence, following the heart just a little bit, but analyzing it with their brain. So they were still thinking too much. So therefore, something happened. When a guy rapes a woman, if you trace it back, it's because he's scared he'll never have that kind of companionship. It's a fear. So therefore, the fear makes him do something in an action to take it. When people don't have money, and they put themselves in situations of worldly perceptions, of saying you need to have all this money to have all these things, people steal. Because realistically, the world creates these things, and they're not willing to take the responsibility for it. They want to sit there and point fingers. The reason we have all this crime is because these people do this kind of stuff. No. Like we said talking before, when we talked about abusive men, everybody focuses on the 97% of men who can't be reformed, instead of focusing on the 3% who can and finding a solution that we can actually take the 3% who can be helped to a 97% and only have 3% of men who can't be changed. But no one wants to take that. They want to sit there and jump on the bandwagon and say, this is why, this is such a big problem, when realistically, I don't think they really want the problem to go away, or they wouldn't have nothing to talk about, would they?
Mm-hmm.
So think about your situation and what's going on and what's going down and what's really more important to you, okay? When you sit here and look at the situation and jobs and this kind of stuff, you know, I sort of told a friend of mine once before, go get a real job. Oh, really? Underpaid? Overworked?
Want to be a full-time psychic and stop doing my other job, but I mean, I've only been psychic for a week. And I want to make sure, like, I just have a track record where in my past, whenever I get, like, abilities, they haven't seemed to last. And I just wanted to make sure that my skills were here to stay. And,
just because you wasn't slammed in the freaking head with a freaking brick doesn't mean you're not what you are. I told you this before. You cannot develop something that doesn't exist. You can't conjure up something that doesn't exist. And once you do me a favor, let go of the Wiccan. You know why? Because it brings insecurities into the situation. That if you don't do certain things, if you don't do certain rituals, you don't do this, your life will cease to function right. So therefore, you've got to keep doing the physical thing all the time. The physical thing takes away from the idea of having faith and trust in yourself to realize none of those things would ever happen if it wasn't for you and your perception and your intentions. So you go work your freaking job and then sit there and think about all the times that, you know, I did this myself when you said working a job and everything else, and you have to make a choice and enjoy this or go to a job I don't like, and people keep maybe doing things I don't want to do, and I can't wait till the day's over with. But when I do my psychic work, I don't care how long the day is. I think the day's not long enough when I do that kind of work. And you ask yourself, which life do you want? You know, you got to face your fears. But when you said, see, the one thing about working a job that I found out was all those people there are doing the same thing. to work in a job because they feel like they got to. That's how we do it in the world. The real world does it like this. I'm sitting there going, you know something? Yeah, maybe so. But the real individual, when they decide to do it their way and realize that God created them just for that, your life takes on a different perception, doesn't it? Life purpose. What does it mean, go find your life purpose? You think your life purpose is a freaking a hobby? Life purpose means life purpose, the purpose what you were brought to this planet for, what you came here for, to experience. Sometimes with a situation of stepping out on your own, points. One, that's one thing fasting does for you. It tells you right there, when you start fasting for about a week, when you're done with that week, you start realizing that you made a choice to eat or not to eat. Then you start realizing one thing. Everything's a choice. You don't have to do nothing. Everything's a choice. Isn't it amazing how the freaking birds and the planes, you know, birds and animals and all kinds of stuff, continuously to function, to exist, to move on, to flourish, and they don't have jobs. They don't pay rent. They don't pay electricity. They don't do nothing but live. They embrace their lives. They do it day in and day out. And whatever happens that day, if I fall into a freaking lake or give me a couple of fish over in here, everything seems to still be, they know exactly what to do, where to go, what's going on, and how they do that. Maybe they have guidance too. It says, you know, the animals are all taken care of. Isn't it amazing how this freaking planet works, that we're the ones that actually pay to live here? We pay for electricity, we pay for gas, we pay for rent, we pay for land, we pay for property. And God's given us dominion over this planet. Why are we doing all these things? I mean, if we even looked at the story about Jesus when he was born, they said, you know, you want to hang out in the manger? Go ahead and hang out in the manger. He didn't pay for rent. Look at Jesus' life when he was on his quest. Do you remember him ever having trouble finding a place to rest or find a place? The man never paid for anything. You know why? Because of his faith, always brought him everything he needed. He was always taken care of. The right people, the right situations, the right time, even the points of death. And there was also another situation that came out of that too. That's why we should never be afraid of anything. Because as we go down that path, we're going to find out. We always know we will never be in the dark. But we feed into our fears and never go down those paths. We'll always be questioning ourselves, could we?
Okay, it got really quiet. Donnie, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh. Is Emma Tar there?
Who? No, she left.
Oh.
Hold on.
Are we still on air?
Yes, we are still on the air, so therefore watch your mouth. Let's see, we got 28 minutes left in the show, so if anybody wants to call in and get a reading, maybe you have a comment. or your own voice and you want to talk about some things, give us a call at 646-721-9031. And actually, it's one of these things, we don't have so much show in the next 5 minutes. I'm going to have to stop the show anyway because I'm losing my voice and my throat is getting really, really sore. So I post up to you. It's the idea of looking at the situation being very strong, very open, and say, okay, do you want this or don't you want this? Because you know something? You don't tell someone not to do something. You try to understand why they do it or what they're saying or what's up. You never tell them stop, because then nothing ever gets learned. So it's one of those situations of asking yourself flat out things you need to sit there and mull over your own head. Because what, it's got to come to a point where someone's going to say, enough's enough. It's like, look at the situation, you think you have things planned for May. But if it's the idea of not seeing each other face to face goes further than May, then it needs to be re-questioned and rethought, and if someone really does want that. So it's like, look at the situation, set a date, live by it. If it doesn't happen, then kick them to the curb. I hate to be that stern about the whole thing, but you know, it's like this. I put myself into this and commit myself completely to it. And if a person has a tendency not to do the same, remember, you're talking to what? Psychics. And believe me, I will know. I always know. Because if I don't, I have a connection that never lies to me, doesn't tell me what I need to know, and always communicates with me. I had the same, I was there talking, when I was talking to Ruth, I sat there and called her right out. I said, okay, you said that nothing happened with you and this guy. Well, the angel said totally different. They said you did. Which I was kind of funny when she said it. She goes, what else did they say? And it was kind of funny, you know, that she never denied it. And I think what really floored her was I didn't know. So it's one of those situations of being totally honest with yourself. Because most of the time when people are not being totally honest with themselves, they can't be honest with the person they're with. What is it? We tune in next week when April actually makes a decision and says, this is what I want.
You said your throat is hurting. It's going to be hard to talk to you if your throat's hurting.
I want you to ask yourself a question and ask yourself, how many times have I asked you to do something you said you couldn't do it?
About four.
Okay.
How many times have I asked you to do anything, period? Zero?
Yeah, but you can't use that as an example because you never asked me to do anything. And then you sit there and you go to the next step and say, okay, what would happen if I did ask him to do something? And then we could sit there talking about it. But until it happens, you can't do nothing. I've asked you some. It's like, I'll do anything. And some people put it like this. A person will say, I will do anything for you. And then when you ask them to do something, they say they can't do it. What would you think? What would be your perception at that time? Would you, I mean, to sit there and say you didn't think about it would be a lie in itself, too, because every time someone says something to you, the mind just automatically goes, what? And even saying what is thinking.
Well, I've been doing a lot for you, like as much as I can, and we're a team, so we're supposed to be working on this together, And I have faith that everything is going to work out and we're going to be very happy.
Okay. I mean, we're all striving for that. I'm just saying, with the situation, you know. You know, certain things I haven't asked you a lot of things in the first place, but it's just kind of funny the things I asked you to do. You just kind of look at me like, what? So I was like, okay.
I'm just very tired, and I have to, like, wake up in 5 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And let me tell you something, too, as well. So I work until 5 in the morning. I get back up at 11, go to the gym, go to run all my errands, got to do my freaking thing. And in between all those things, I do readings. I had a couple of private sessions with some private clients as well. And I went back to the whole thing, went to go check my mail, go pay the rent, and all those things done. That's one day. That's every day. So, you know, the ideal is sitting there. I think sometimes we got to put things in perspective, too, as well, to sit there and say, okay, this is what's happening. You are a special person, but not in the point of saying you're the only person on this planet who has responsibilities. We all have responsibilities, and things will go a whole lot smoother if everybody would say, okay, you know something? I really don't want to do that. Not, you know, the idea of giving people looks is great. Not really, no. It's the idea of looking at someone and going, okay, I don't want to do that. And people are sitting there going, you're like this. I was going to tell everybody, it's like, if you're hearing this, and you should be taking a look at your own situation. Is there a lack of communication in your lives, and in your relationship, in yourselves? Give it a shot and see what's going on. A lot of people will sit there and say, if you want to be Wiccan and you want to do the witchy thing, then you go do it, okay? But when I look at the situation, what you're doing with rituals and that kind of stuff, it still falls in the flame. It's the same old thing as manifestation. It's just two people coming from two different directions, I guess, huh?
I haven't done any rituals this year, actually.
Now we're getting somewhere.
I can barely give readings because I have no privacy.
Then you find a solution. Find the privacy. Could be a learning lesson for you, just the idea of always looking for the solution and then finding it and realizing that it was always there. But the process of saying I can't do it, or even the idea of looking at your family, I had the same problem. It's like the more I focus on them not giving me privacy, the less privacy they gave me. But as soon as I started taking my looking at the affirmations and stuff and sort of changing those things and turn the whole thing around, instead of focusing on what I wanted, I started noticing things started changing, and they started giving me privacy. They even stopped insulting me. So that was interesting, self, and you know. And I was sitting there going over that myself. It's like this, April, you need to go. Go to bed, go to sleep, do what you got to do. So speak your mind and say what I got to do. So everybody, good night. It was nice talking to you, and I hope you all learned something from this conversation. Instead of looking at it and saying, hey, you know something? Shouldn't you guys take that private? But we also trace it back to the old spiritual concept, too. Everything happens for a reason. And if you're out there listening to this, perceptions, answers, and information that you need come in all different kinds of ways. And maybe you just got the answer to the situation or the question you've been pondering in your own mind and your own relationships. So take that consideration too as well. And we got to go because my voice is like shot and I can't get it. And no matter what I do, I can't keep it going. So we're going to leave you out of here, and we're going to, it's a good song. I like this song. Anyway, we're going to leave you with this little song. It says, what's on your mind, speak it.